Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is actually the third shiur where we've seen Baruch Hashem Niflos, Rabos V'Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. And we've been discussing the sugya of the Mazik V'Choyvel B'Derech Hishtamshus based on the Torah Remain of Rabbeinu Rosh Hashiva Zitzel. And we saw that when one uses something, b'derech hashtamshus, that's not a mazik. That doesn't have a teres mazik. And that's what we discussed at length. The sheet of the Rama, Meir Aleba Abu Lafia, one of the Rishonim, b'din shachurisa de ashisa, b'din the black made by the smoke, the black on the walls made by the smoke, brought by the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and Baba Kama, Daftes Amr Aleph, Midapi Arif, is that when the person makes this smoke, makes the walls black, he only pays kishir mashiv sidu b'shachri sakosel. He only has to pay for the actual amount of the damage done by the black walls, by the fact that the walls are black. Now, like Tesvis and the other Shainim, that the moment he makes a chisaron miktsas, he makes a little bit of a chisaron, he has to pay on all the hana that he got from the house, not just on the blackness of the walls. Frek the ktseis and simon shin samach gimel. Seif Katan Dalit from what Rabbi Yehuda says, there ain't no gold babayis. We saw the Mishnah in Baba Mitzi at the end. Rabbi Yehuda says that what a person should do is build the person who lives in the attic after the house falls. The person who lives in the attic, the guy that in the lower floor doesn't want to rebuild, so he should build both floors. And then he can live in the lower floor, and then he's not considered Nana anymore because he can just as easily live on the higher floor. So he's not called Nana. So Bishlam Alishitas Hatesvis Ashari Shainim. So we understand the difference. If he's Nana, meaning if he only builds the lower floor and he lives there, so he's Mamish Nana from the lower floor, then when he blackens the wall, he's chayav to pay everything. All the schal, all of the benefit he received from the lower living in the lower floor. When he's not a Nana, in other words, when he builds the higher floor, and therefore when he lives in the lower floor, he's not considered nana. So his chiyuv is only on the etzem ha-hashchore. It's only on the actual blackening of the wall. So that's the chilek between whether he builds the attic or doesn't build. If he doesn't build the attic, he's got to pay everything. If he does build the attic, then he only has to pay for the actual blackening of the walls. But the das ha-ramah, that even when he's nana, he doesn't pay to make kol ha-noi elekashir ha-chisaron v'suloi. So that it says that he should build the aliyah and then live there, and then he's not considered nana, so that he doesn't have to pay anything. How can that be? In other words, according to the Ramah, the Ramah is learning chayra, that he's not paying anything. Once he builds the higher floor, even if he blackens the walls, he doesn't have to pay anything for the blackening of the walls. Ech zeh choliot, that he's not paying for the blackening of the walls. He did such damage. So the Ktsois wants to be miyashev the lekadin mazik b'shachurisa b'ashisa mishum diyochol lahachzira v'kamois shehoya shebiyadoi lisko poya lelabein haksolim. The Ktsois says that there's no din mazik when he blackens the walls because he could restore the walls to the way they were. And how does he do that? He compares this to, he says he can hire workers. He can hire painters. And he compares this to someone who's Zerek Matbea Shel Chaveiro Lamayim Tzlulim. If somebody throws his friend's coin into clear waters, so he's not considered a mazik, because you can have somebody go in there with a snorkel down there and get the coins. He's not considered a mazik. And even though that requires a hoitzoe, but that's only a groma ba'alma. This hoitzoe is only a groma ba'alma because the coin is retrievable. Since it's only a Goloma Ba'almi's putter. So here also, he can hire workers. Even when he blackens the walls, he doesn't have to pay. Because he can hire workers to whiten them, just like he can hire a snorkeler to go down and get the coin. That's what the Ktsais answers. So the reason he doesn't have to pay when he blackens, oh, look at workers, ma baya. Aye, workers cost money. That's only a groma. For that, you don't have to pay. Therefore, the Baal HaBayis can just order the workers. V'kfar tamu alav. And they already ask on the Ktsais, ma shva shalcha. What's your comparison? The awesome umbrinan mishum kein lo yave hezik klal. Damat be'a kain b'soi chamayim kamo shoyim etchile. Uma shetzorich lo hoitzi yotzos da lo yitzlo hino b'chlal hezik. Abol hocha re hizik ha'ksalem b'ma sheshchirom. How can you compare the two? There when he takes the coin and he throws it in the water, it's the same coin. It's the zel b'matbeya. Since it's the same coin, so he's not a mazik. Ah, he has to pay somebody to pick it, to get it out of the water. Ze kvar mashu acher. Ze kvar grome. Ze lo nezek yeshir. Aval ha'acha, hare hizik ha'ksolim b'ma sheshchirom. Here he's causing damage to the walls when he blackens them. And that he'll go back and he'll whiten them with poyalim, that's panim chadashas ba'alakan. So how can you compare the two cases? You're throwing the coin in the water, he's not doing damage to the coin itself. Whereas when he blackens the wall, he's doing damage to the very blood, to the blood, to the walls. He's doing the damage. So, ma shva b'chlan. Aval, lefi ma shenizboel. Ah, based on what we explained in the previous shiurim, we can answer b'pshitus, shitas haramo. Ve'ein sorich le'taymo shel ha'ktzeis. And achalot tzichim nagia le'tam shel ha'ktzot. That chiyuv mazik isn't shayich. But rather, the reason is, as we said, that since he was mazik to kselim al yedei hadiyurim. How did he get that? How was he mazik? Because he lived there like a normal human being. That's not a maisa mazik. A maisa mazik is when you do a maisa mazik. Living, acting like a normal person is not a maisa mazik. A normal person cooks food. There's food on the fire, and the fire makes smoke, and the smoke blackens the walls. Is that normali? Diyurim al shimush babayis. It's not a hezek, it's not a hashchose. And therefore, there's no teras maka behema, like we said, that's what nezek is, maka behema. V'lachen, en chiyuv shel nezikin. Hadvorim mistadrim lafli. V'nir l'chadesh oid. Noch tzileg en achidish, like they say in Portuguese. De loy rak b'nezikin hu kein, shelo rak b'dinei nezikin. Do we find this in damages that you have to have a teres maka behema, and then you're chayiv. Not only there, ela af bedin choivel kenu. The same applies to choivel. Not only when it comes to nezikin, also when you harm a person. Because the ikar chayiv of boishes and pagam, we find that one has to pay for the blemish made to a person, one has to pay for the embarrassment. So the achroinim he'iru shebekame mekomot mevo'ar, the chiyuv zeh shel boishes supagam chiyuv mechudoshu. It's a new chiyuv that we find in the parish of Oynes and Pitui. Ve'eno mitoras, when one rapes or seduces a young girl, a nairo. But this isn't mitoras choivel. This is a chiyuv mechudosh in the parish of Oynes and Pitui Boshes and Begam. It's not a regular choivel. And the mokor is mishitas harambam. Okay, mehovas choivel. Shetashlu mechabola knas ninu ve'ein odo mishalem al piatzmoi. Shelishalem chabola zerak knas. Ve'en Adam mishalem knas al pi atzmo. So if one admits doing a chabol, he doesn't have to pay. Ve'ilu gabe boishes upegam mefurosh b'mishnah b'daf memalef amudalef b'ksudas uberamban perek bet minar amuras aloch yud beis. Shemeshalim al piatzmo, that he has to pay based on his own admission. So what do we see from here? We see that they're two different things. Because when it comes to choivo, he's putter when he admits it. Eino meshalim al piatzmo, because it's a knas. And Shenken, when it comes to Boishes and Pagam, there it's not going to help. The Haidah has to pay anyway. Look in the Rambam, Perakei, Milchus Chovel. He writes, "Olam lo yesham edim." There are no edim, and he says, "Chavalta, b'yivo hoyda me'atzam." He admits it. He's potter from certain things. He's potter from nezik. He's potter from tsar. The other things, he's chayev. But here we're talking about a knas. And the other case is when it comes to. Boishin begam, that's ominous. That's from the parasha of Onus and Pidoyin. Bor Samech b'chayv hilchos chayv l'mazik b'perakei. Wherever in the Trumas Hakri and Simon Tavchov Dalid, hoisif l'daktik, the mitoich hasugim avur d'loy rak, the nesvasef olav chiyuv mechudosh shel boishis u'pegam, novad chiyuv chayv l'amutal olav, ela shekol chiyuvo yumidina de boishis u'pegam v'loy mitoras chayv. This whole din, not only does he have a chiyuv mechudosh of boishis and pagam, besides the chiyuv of chayvel that he has, ela shekol chiyuvoy, his whole chiyuv is midin boishis and pagam, and not mitaras chayvel. Peshitas harambam, perak dal mechol mazik loch ates, v'chein avuch shofan aruch, choy shen mishpat, tof, chof, dalet, siv beis, she chayvel b'chaveroi b'yoyim ha-kipurim, mishalein v'einoi loike. That if somebody is chayvel b'chaveroi on Yom Kippur, he pays, but he doesn't receive malchus. If mishu chovel b'chavero b'Yom Kippur, hu mishalem ve'ein aloike meve'er asma da'af agav d'be'alma taimelon b'chol eichadikim mamonu malchus milkolaki memoinu le'mishalem. Even though normally we say if there's Mammon and Malchus involved, he gets Malchus and he doesn't pay Mammon. And here we see that he gets Mammon and not Malchus. Shiny Choyvel b'chaveroi shebeferush ripsa toira v'tashlumin. But Choyvel b'chavero is different because there's a mefurish atashlumin. And therefore, since beferush ripsa toira v'tashlumin, he has to pay, and he doesn't get malchus. V'nei chidish b'zeh ha-Rambam, v'haribui hu b'din tashlumi chabolo v'lo b'lav v'lo yosef. V'kuro l'go l'ko b'tashlumi halolo d'ainu niftorem al yedekim le b'drabi minei. ולפיכך גם כלפי עליו ביום הכיפור עם דין ההוכי. ותשלומי חבולו אינם נפתורים מצד עליו. כיוון דמשלם שוב אינו לוקם. So we have here a case where there's a lav mitzad Yom Kippur being chayvel, and then there's a general iser, and nevertheless, he still has to pay. Because the pasuk is megala that there's no kim lebed rabbi minei. אז עכשיו יש לו תמוע מה שכתוב בקסובס, בדף למד בייז עמוד בייז, רבי יוחנן לא אמר, אפילו תמה באחוי סוי נאורו, כאן דאסרו בי, כאן דלא יאסרו בי. The Mishnah that says, אלוהין הלויקין, that says that he gets malchus for raping his אחוי סוי הנאורו. So that's talking about where there is asroi, and ain't no local mishalim, and the case where he has to pay is where there's no asroi. And then he has to pay. Well, the shita sarambam b'gol b'kol b'tashlum echabola, then in miftarim al yedei shum malchus. But according to the Rambam, that according to him the pasuk was megala, b'tashlum echabola, that it's not Patur Aide Malkus, there has to be payment. So even by the Asruvei, and there's Malkus, nevertheless, we should be Mechayivim in the Boishas and Begam, Mitaras Tashlumi Chabola. V'yadin, Kishal Chabola de Memoina, the Mishalim Veloi Loki. And therefore, you should have to pay, not get Malkus. We should be Mechayivim in the Boishas and Begam, Mitaras Tashlumi Chabola. And then the din will be like other chabalas that you have to pay, and you don't get malchus. That's what we should say over here. He has to pay, and he doesn't get malchus because of the boishes and pagam. Even with the asrube, even if he gets asra, what about the boishes and pagam aspect of mitaris tashlumi chabala? Forget about the knas. Of being an Einus and Nara, we have the Boishas of Begam Yitaris Hashlumi Chabala. The Dikdek Mizeh Atumas Akli, the Yafshal Lechai Boinus of Peter, Rather Mitzad Parshas of the Boishas of Begam, Lo Mitzad Din Choyva. So the Atumas Akli was Medaktik, according to this, that you can't be Mechayiv. By Onus and Pitui, we can only be Mechayiv by Onus and Pitui, Mitzad the parasha of Boishas and Pagam. And you can't be Mechayev Mitzad Din Choyvo. And he says that it's already a Machlokas and Tosfos. So we want it to be Mechayev Mitzad Tashlum Echabolo of Boishas and Pagam. And the answer is I don't know. There is going to be no Tashlum Echabolo of Boishas and Pagam. Because you can't be Mechayiv Mitzad Din Choyvel, only Mitzad the Parish of Boshes and Pagam. So since there's Malkus, there's no Boshes of Pagam. But even if he's not Chayiv Mitzad the Parish of Boshes and Pagam, let him be Chayiv Mitzad the Parish of Choyvel. The general Parish of Choyvel, not the specific Parish of Boshes and Pagam, by a narrow. So chiyuv de choyvo lahechan holach. When my time of emes leis chayv oinis medin choyvo. So why is no oinis chayv medin choyvo? Based on what we explain, it's very good. Because even in the chiyuv of choyvo, we require that there should be a shem chavole. Or belav ha chiyuv mechayv b'tashlumi chavole. The chiyuv shel chovel, anachnu tzrichim, shiyye alav shem shel chavala. Otherwise, he's not mischayv b'tashlumi chavole. And therefore, it's not Shayach that Ba'onas upitu itaris tashlumi chabola. It has to have a shem chabola. Otherwise, it's not mechayev tashlumi chabola. Therefore, onas and pitu doesn't have a taris tashlumi chabola. To be a beisha lo have a choyvel. It's not doesn't have teres choyvel be a beisha. It's having be it's not choyvel, even if it's not merit soina. Not that one is mazik asishta b'tash mishamiti is chayev. So there maybe the pshat is that he should have been more careful. And yvayle liyune shelola azik agav tashmish, and therefore he's considered a mazik sheloy b'derech shimish because he's not doing it in the normal way. Otherwise, why is he being maziker? And v'chidushe reb shimon the sof simon lamed vov. Akopanim, the point is that when he's doing something in the normal way, that's not chabala. That doesn't have teres chabala. And just like we explained, gavin ezikin, that a person is only chayev if he does it b'derech makah behema, when he does it ma'ase hezek in the guf hachefetz, and not when it's done b'derech shimush b'chefetz, when using it in the normal way. So to the gavin choyvel, he's not going to be mischayev b'tashlumi chabala when he does b'derech shimush v'lo yedei ma'ase chabala. So from the parasha of Oinus and Pagam by Naira, he's Pater because he's getting Malkus. And Mitzad, the Boishas of Pagam, Mitzad Din Choyvel, so there he's Pater because he's not doing a Maisa Chabola. This is B'derech Shimush. This is B'ya B'yisha Lo Avi Choyvel, Afiluk Shemasa Meretzoyna. He's not going to get a medal for it, but that's not a Maisa Chabola. Since it's not a Maisa Chabola, this is Derech Shimush. So he's not going to have to pay for the Boishas of Pagam. He's just going to be Chayav the Malkus. Vibhusita Sra. So again, we see our Yisod. The Ritva and Kiddushin, of the Zayin Amud Beis writes that if you have an Eved, HaBoireach, who runs away and he doesn't have to make up this time, for example, he ran away for more than 3 years, Ein Chayav L'Shalim B'Rabba Mashiv Sida, Yishimdav Mevatel Kis Shel Chaveru. So he doesn't have to pay his master what his master lost, because he wasn't actually taken away from his master, he was just mevatel kisa. He would just cause him not to gain. K'moy kein das harambam, perek yudbeis mehilchus ishus, it's called mevatel kisa, when you cause somebody not to earn. Ramba perek yudbeis mehilchus ishus, halachot hezayin, evan ezer, simen ayin, sif hei, she isha, she lo avda, eina chayevet l'shalem l'baal, ma shefsida lo. A woman who doesn't work doesn't have to pay the husband what the loss she caused him. Avnei Miluim brings the kasha of the haflaw that we pass in the Zechiyuv Sheves, even shelo b'makom nezer. Kigon, the hadke be'indruna. That someone was closed up in a room, sagru b'cheder, and therefore he was mevatel him from avoida. So there he has to pay sheves. So just like if he was hatke be in the runa, that he closed somebody in a room and he stopped him from working as a chi of sheves, you see, the chi of sheves is even shalei b'makom nezek. So hachinami nechayev oisam midin sheves. כמו באחר חויבל בהם דמחייב שבס לאודן אלו בעל. So why don't we obligate them within Shevis? In other words, when the Eved runs away, shouldn't he have to pay the Baal Shevis? Even though it's not Mokom Nezek? When the woman doesn't work, shouldn't she have to pay the Baal Shevis for not working? Even though it wasn't Makom Nezek. So the Avnei Miluim answers based on the Torah in the name of the Rosh, in Choshen Mishpat Tav Chav Sifir Aleph, Davka, if he locked him up in a room, then he gives him Sheves. He put him in the room and he locked him up. But if he was already in the room and he locked the door, and it was room in his room, shouldn't lock the door, that's Goroma Ben Izak, and that's Patur B'dinei Adam. So you see, for the chiyuv of choyvel, we require that he has to do a maisa. He has to put him in the room. But if he's already in the room and he sits in front of the door, he doesn't let him out. So that's not mechayiv him in choyvel. So this eved and this isha, that they didn't do malacha, you can't be mechayiv mitayras shevis. They didn't do a maisa. In other words, the aside of the tour b'shem ha'rosh is that you need a ma'isa. But this runaway eved and this unemployed woman, they didn't do a ma'isa. So meila v'nakan mi'chayev al shevis. V'fi ma'ase bi'alnu, you don't have to come on to the teretz of the Avnei Miluim. Shafilu meinu mechayvim b'moinei achar milasis malacha, even if we've been mechayv somebody who doesn't let his friend do malacha. Even without a ma'isa, nevertheless, an eved or an isha that didn't do malacha, you can't be mechayiv them, and that's because of what we said. That just like rechiv nizikin, we require a teres ma'isin mazik. So to rechiv of choivul v'chaveroi, we require that the chabolah be done aydein ma'isin mazik, and then if it's going to be mechayiv because of this, the afkaf he locked the door, you can be mechayiv him. Because that's a ma'isin mazik to lock someone in the room to be moynei mimenu to stop him from doing malacha. But in ever a yoshev batal v'ino isin malacha, even though he's mafsid momin rabu, there's no ma'isa mazik of Sheves, because he didn't do a pu'ula to be moynea from himself the possibility of doing melacha. He's just sitting bottle. He's sitting idly by. So if you have a hezek that comes not through a ma'isa, you're not mechayiv. Beautiful. So that stems beautifully with our yisod. We're going to see this Hamishpat, Shinsamach Gimel Sif Katan Beis, he learns that a gazlan who does a gzela, gazlan she'asa gzela, she'asa b'gzela hezek b'yodayim chayev midin mazik. And that if a gazlan takes the what he steals, and he does hezek to it, he's chayev midin mazik. Not midin gazlan, midin mazik. Now pizeh hiksha bedina avodim. The skin of somebody steals somebody's evidence and they got old. So it says in the Mishnah above the Kama 6096b that he can say arei shelcho lefanecha. Neima she yischayv the shalom lama shebitla mimelacha midin sheves. So he should be chayv midin sheves when he steals the Eved, and then he doesn't work. See, he's a Mazik. So he should be Chayiv Midin Sheves. He stopped him from working. So this is, he's doing a Hezek B'Yadai, and he's Chayiv Midin Mazik, so he should be Chayiv Sheves. When he says, how can you say, no, Reishel Chalafanecha, take him, he's yours. He's 96, but he's yours. And the answer is that he's not doing a Maisa Mazik. Maisa Mazik is when you do an active Maisa Mazik. In the meantime, he just took this Eved. The Eved's working for him. He's not working for the other guy. That's not called a Maisa Mazik. Okay, Baruch Hashem. You say this. Gedolim here from Moreno Barbeno, the Rosh Hashiva Zitzel. Obviously, there's so much more to say. So we ask that HaKadosh Baruch will give us life and health and everything we need. And in this way, we will see more neflos mitaras Hashem. We just ask that Hashem give us the financial means and the health and the simchas chayim in order to continue. And I thank everyone so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.